Right. So, Gilly, so Blake. Wow. Our first meeting as a new business committee. I'll call to order at 1:37 p.m. on Thursday, August 28th, and I'll ask for a roll call. So if you just want to say you're present, Winslow.
Trish King, present.
And VOBC member.
Lisa Summers, present.
Bon Billy, present.
Brandon Stevens here.
Yasa Hill, Gunto.
Jenny Webster, present.
Okay. Before you have the agenda, and I'm going to ask the travel secretary to note any deletions or additions at this time.
Yes. Item number one, the procedural exception for the land purchase, can be deleted. And then we have one addition that we need to include, which is a contract for the Northwest Evaluation Association contract. This is a contract that's requiring a limited waiver of sovereign immunity, and it is for the school to implement the MAPS testing program at the facility.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda with the one deletion, which is executive session number one, and then the addition of the Northwest Evaluation Association contract, limited waiver of sovereign immunity?
So moved.
Motion by DeHasse. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Benview. Any other additions or deletions by the committee? If none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All of the items that are listed are in executive session, so a motion to go into executive session would be appropriate at this time.
So moved.
Motion by Lisa Summers.
Support.
Seconded by DeHasse Hill to go into executive session at 1:38. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Motion to come out of executive.
If you could turn your microphones on, please. Okay, it is 2:37. There's a motion, I believe, by DeHasse to come out of executive session. Who was the second?
Support.
Second by Jenny Webster. All those in favor coming out of executive session, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Now to address the items on executive session. The first item was deleted from the agenda for a procedural exception for purchase of land. The second item is a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the WPS contract. Is there a motion to this item? Melinda?
I'll make a motion to approve the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Wisconsin Public Service contract.
Support.
Motion by Melinda Danforth and supported by DeHasse to approve the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the WPS contract. Any questions or comments on the motion?
Just a comment to the motion. When we do this kind of thing, I'm finding that when we're doing research to find these contracts, if we don't put the contract number in there, more than just the title of WPS, then the minutes don't really reflect clearly what action was taken to which contract.
Do you have contract number?
That. I believe it was 2014-0877. Is that the correct one?
Please note that for the record that this is to approve contract number 2014-0877. Any other comments on the motion? Questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Item number three is the election litigation issue. There is a resolution that has been discussed to be considered for approval. Is there a motion to that effect?
Madam Chair?
Yes,
Trish. I move to adopt a resolution authorizing an exception to conducting the special election to elect judges for the new judiciary to include polling places in both Oneida and Milwaukee.
Support.
There's a motion by Trish, second by Lisa, to approve a business committee resolution establishing a Milwaukee polling site providing, sorry. for a special election for the judiciary to occur in both
Ida, and Milwaukee. Any questions or comments on the resolution? And it will be per the last draft that we reviewed. Questions, comments? If none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. We do have an add-on, and did we entertain that one? That was regarding the Northwest Evaluation Association contract for the United Tribal School System. This, again, is a limited waiver of sovereign immunity.
Motion to approve the limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Northwest Evaluation Association contract number 2014-0914.
Support.
It's a motion by DeHasse, supported by Trish, to approve the contract regarding Northwest Evaluation Association as noted in the contract number. Questions or comments regarding the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn? That concludes our agenda items.
So moved.
Motion by Melinda, supported by DeHasse, to adjourn this meeting at 2:41. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everybody, for your participation.
Yes. Thank you all for your help.
Thank you.
And then going into, we'll just go down there.